The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Function better, feel better, and live a better life.
Welcome to Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York City's first board-certified functional neurologist and founder of Kaplan Brain and Body in Manhattan and New Jersey. Using applied clinical neuroscience, a safe, gentle, and effective non-invasive technique to keep your brain, spine, and nerves functioning to promote better quality of life. Dr. Kaplan is also author of Boost Your Brain Power, a guide to improving your memory and focus. And now to tell you more about it, here's your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
This is Dr. Eric Kaplan. You're listening to Boost Your Brain Power. We are going to discuss how to boost your mood, how to prevent depression and anxiety. We see a lot of patients with these mood disorders, especially since the pandemic 4 years ago. People were put into isolation. The gyms were closed. The churches were closed. All social events were postponed. You couldn't touch anyone. You had to be 6 feet away. You couldn't see any facial expressions with the masks. It was a disaster for people with mood disorders, and it created mood disorders because every time you turned on the TV was all these people dying. There's a pandemic. It's spreading. It's getting worse. So starting 4 years ago, there's been more depression, more anxiety, more drug abuse, more alcoholism, more suicide, more pharmaceutical abuse, more doctor's visits, more psychology visits, psychiatry visits. People's mood has been very poor these past few weeks, the last few years, past few months, and it doesn't seem like it's getting any better. That is a big problem, is that it's not getting better unless we start to change the way we think. We have to treat these mood disorders as if it were a condition just like cancer or heart disease or diabetes, and not just say, oh, this person's crazy, put them in a mental institute. That is not the proper way to handle this situation. What we have to do is think of the brain like a muscle. You use it or you lose it. So we have to do the reverse of what they did during this pandemic. Instead of, you know, them closing the gyms, we have to exercise more. Instead of them closing the churches, we need to pray more. Instead of them telling you, don't go visit your grandparents, you have to visit your grandparents more. Instead of them saying, sit at home, eat Dunkin' Donuts and McDonald's, watch the news, we're going to say, turn off the television, eat a fresh, no preservative, home-cooked meal with your family, do social events, start holding hands again, start hugging. We need human interaction. Human touch is key. They just said a few months ago that the 6 feet social distance was actually not based on any science. So they finally admitted it 4 years later, but they put us in isolation and they didn't let us touch people and they didn't let us hold hands and they didn't let us hug and didn't let us shake hands and all this stuff that kept our brain strong. Because human interaction, human touch, socialization is key for proper brain function. That's why in jail, the worst punishment is solitary confinement. Social isolation is the worst thing for your brain. So these people would rather sleep next to a murderer or a child molester than be alone in solitary confinement. There's no worse punishment to mankind than solitary confinement, than isolation. That will make you go crazy. That will lead to depression. That will lead to anxiety. So we need to be social. You need to be with your family, be with your friends. So many people died because they were in isolation. Don't be isolated. Turn off the electronics. Social media is not social. They should call it anti-social media because it actually reduces the amount of social activities you're going to do because you're sitting at home thinking you're social as opposed to going out in the real world. We need to meet new people. We need to be with our friends, our family members. We need to be in social situations. If you want to reduce depression and anxiety, you need to be more social. And you might need to be social with people you're comfortable with. You might need to be social with people that are positive. You don't want to be social with people that are complaining or they're mean to you or they're always criticizing you. That's not going to help you. That's going to create more anxiety. When you select the people you hang with, it's more important to have quality people than quantity of people. We want good quality, positive people, supportive people, motivating people, healthy people, successful people, spiritual people, people that are going to take you to the next level. I want to be the dumbest person in the room because that means I'm going to learn from smarter people. I want people that are healthier than me in the room so they could teach me how to be more healthier. I want more successful people in the room so they could teach me how to be successful. I want more spiritual people in the room so they could teach me how to be more spiritual. I want more charitable people in the room so they will teach me how to be more charitable. Surround yourself with people who are already at the state that you want to be. If you have certain goals that you want to achieve, you want to hang around people who's achieved those goals. That is the key. You are who you surround yourself with. So if you hang around with depressed people, you're going to be depressed. If you hang around with anxious people, you're going to be anxious. So that's why I want to hang around with spiritual, charitable, healthy, active, loving, giving, kind, motivating people. That's the people that I want to be around. And it might not be a lot, right? Because there's not a lot of those people. But that's okay because it's about quality, not about quantity, right? So we want to reduce anxiety. We want to reduce depression, right? So we need to boost our mood. Now, how are you going to do that? It depends what your goal is. If you have lots of anxiety, that means your brain is overactive. So if it's overactive, we don't want to take any stimulants. We don't want any energy drinks, coffee, soda, juices, smoothies. We don't want any sports drinks. We don't want these sugar drinks. They're going to be stimulants. We don't want caffeine drinks, Red Bull. We don't like these energy drinks. We don't want a Starbucks coffee or a Dunkin' Donuts. We don't want these espressos and lattes and all these drinks and caffeine and energy drinks and stuff to boost you up. You have all the energy you need within your own body. You don't need false, fake energy. When you get caffeine, that's not real energy. And if you do it every day, your brain is going to depend on it like a drug. Don't create a habit of relying on caffeine every day to get your brain and body going. And if you get a headache when you don't have caffeine, that's even worse. That's an addiction. You better stop that immediately. But if you have anxiety, you got to think about this. If you have anxiety, do you want to add stimulants? Do you need sugar and caffeine and food dyes and preservatives? All these chemicals, artificial flavors. Stay away from Splendid, Sweet and Low. Stay away from aspartame, Diet Snapple, and diet sodas. Stay away from all these sugar replacements, artificial sweeteners, artificial flavors, food dyes, preservatives. Those are all stimulants. Stay away from the stimulants. If you have anxiety, don't make it worse. Don't put all these chemicals in your body, and that includes pesticides and herbicides from conventional fruits and vegetables. If you have fruit and veggies and you want to get rid of all the crap on them, what you do after you come home from the supermarket, put it in a big bowl, fill it up with water, add some baking soda, let it be in there for an hour. And the baking soda will help leach out all the chemicals and all the bad stuff on those fruits and veggies. Then pour out the water, rinse everything off, store it in glass containers to make it last longer. And that will reduce your chemical exposure. But try and buy organic. But do this process even with organic, because there's chemicals on organic as well. And if you can't afford to buy everything organic, make sure you get the stuff where you eat the entire fruit or vegetable organic. You know, like a grape, you're going to eat the whole thing, and a strawberry and a blueberry. So make sure you buy those organic. Something with a big, large peel that you're not going to eat, like an avocado, a banana, a watermelon, a cantaloupe, a honeydew, an orange, something like that. Not as important to buy organic, because it is harder for those chemicals to go all the way through those big peels into the fruit. All right. So if you do want to save a few bucks, buy organic where you eat the peel, and you can buy conventional where you take off the peel before you eat it. And that way, you're reducing your chemical exposure and you're reducing your overactivation of your nervous system to boost your mood, to function better, feel better, and live a better life.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. We return now to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, founder of Kaplan Brain and Body, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Function better, feel better, and live a better life. That is the good news. To function better and feel better and live a better life, all you have to do is get to the root cause of your problems. I am a functional neurologist, which is different than a medical neurologist. So if you have anxiety, I'm not going to give you an anti anxiety pill. I'm going to figure out why is your nervous system overactive. If you have depression, I'm not going to give you an antidepressant. I'm going to figure out why is your brain underactive. If you have a headache, I'm not going to give you a headache pill. I'm going to figure out, where's this headache coming from? Is it a tension headache? Is it a stress headache? Is it a cluster headache? Is it a migraine headache? Is it a cervicogenic headache? Is it a dehydration headache? Is it a nutritional deficiency headache? Is it a thyroid headache? I mean, there are, you know, dozens and dozens of things that can cause a headache. So my job as a functional doctor is get to the bottom, be a detective, and figure out where is this coming from. And we do the same thing with depression and anxiety. You know, I had a patient a couple of months ago, and they lost their father, and he was pretty young. And she was depressed, and she went to her doctor, and the doctor gave her antidepressants. And I said, well, you're supposed to be depressed. If you weren't depressed when you lose your father, especially at a young age, then that's a problem. You know, you're supposed to be depressed when you lose a loved one. That's normal. So maybe you don't want to take an antidepressant. Maybe you don't want to hide the symptoms. Medication hides symptoms. Right? What if you have a fever and you take medication to lower your fever, not realizing that the reason your body is heating up is to kill off the virus and the bacteria because they can't live in high heat. So when you bring your temperature down, you're actually letting your virus or bacteria thrive and they don't get eliminated. What if you have an infection and you take antibiotics? But those antibiotics kill off all the good bacteria. And your good bacteria is your best defense against bad bacteria. So now that after you've taken antibiotics, your gut microbiome is ruined. You don't have good bacteria. So now you can't fight bacteria and viruses in the future because you've ruined your immune system. What if you have bad acid reflux? And you start taking Tums or Rolaids or prescriptions or antacids to reduce your stomach acid. Now you can't absorb your nutrients. Now your immune system is weaker because that acid fights off certain worms and parasites and mold and fungus and viruses and bacteria. Your stomach is where your immune system starts. And if you don't have enough stomach acid because you've taken antacids, that's going to be a health risk. So if you've taken antacids ever in your life, that could be a problem. It can make you more susceptible to future issues. Digestive problems, constipation, diarrhea, IBS, Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, celiac disease, colitis. There are lots of problems that result from medicine, from antacids, from antibiotics that ruin your digestive tract. And if you have your guts all inflamed, now you got what's called a leaky gut. Then you could have viruses and bacteria enter your bloodstream and start attacking your brain. And now you're all anxious. And now you have brain fog. And now you're depressed. And you lost motivation. It could all be coming from your gut because of the medication you took previously. You might have taken medication years ago that's affecting you now. You might have had a concussion years ago that's affecting your brain, your mood to this day. So you got to get to the root cause of the problem. So I'm not the doctor that's going to write a prescription for antacids. I'm going to say, hey, why do you have this acid reflux? Maybe you have to change your diet. Maybe you're going to bed too close to dinner time. Maybe you have an allergy. Maybe your autonomic nervous system is dysfunctional. There's a lot of reasons that you could have acid reflux. But we got to get to the root cause of the problem, not treat the symptoms. It's not that you have too much acid. It's that your acid is going the wrong way. Your systems aren't working properly. The same thing can happen in your brain. If your systems aren't working properly, you might have anxiety. You might be stuck in what we call the fight or flight mode instead of a relaxed rest and digest. And you might have troubles with sleep or digestion, bloating, nausea, all those conditions we just listed. It might be an issue in your brain. Now, how are we going to know that? We have to figure that out. Stick around to the end of the show, and I'm going to give you a secret on how to do that. But you got to calm down your overactive nervous system. An easy exercise that you could do, anyone could do at home, that helps to calm down the nervous system is gargling. It stimulates what's called your vagus nerve to get you out of that fight or flight mode more into a relaxed rest and digest. So just take a bunch of water, and it can be hot water, it could be cold water, it could be salt water, it could be lemon water, it could be a lot of water, it could be a little water. But the most important part is to gargle intensely. Gargle so loud that you wake your neighbors up. Stimulates your vagus nerve. It helps reduce anxiety. Another good exercise to reduce anxiety is the relaxation breathing exercises. That's the exercise where you inhale for 4 seconds, hold it for 7 seconds, and exhale for 8 seconds. That has been proven through neuroscience to relax your nervous system. The more you exhale, the more you could reduce anxiety. So a lot of people, when they have anxiety or they're panicking, people say, okay, calm down, take some deep breaths. Telling someone to calm down a lot of times will make them worse. Don't tell people to calm down. Distract them. Say, hey, come into this room over here. Let's do X, Y, and Z. Hey, let's go outside for a walk. Hey, let's go get a glass of water. Hey, let's go in the living room and put on some music. Hey, let's go take out the dog outside and throw the ball. Just do something to distract that person. But telling an anxious person, a panic, hey, calm down, that usually doesn't work. And it usually doesn't work if you're trying to calm yourself down too. If you're having an anxiety down, just say, calm down. That doesn't work. You got to distract yourself. You got to get your mind off it. Maybe even help somebody else. You know, if I'm having stress, oh, let me go help my kid with his math homework. All right, that's easy. I can handle my kids 9 and 13. I can still handle their math. That's not going to stress me out. Some people, that'll stress them out. I'm actually pretty good at math, so I like doing it, actually. That'll reduce my stress. All right? Or I'll have when my son, he's good now, but when he used to get stressed when he was younger, I am go down to the basement and hit the punching bag. We got like a big boxing bag. You punch that bag. That helps to relax your nervous system. So you gargle, you do your breathing exercise 4, 7, 8. And remember, don't focus on the inhale, focus on the exhale. The exhale is going to calm down your nervous system. So try and do a lot of exhale types of exercises, like blowing your breath out in a straw, blow bubbles, or blow air out into a pinwheel to make it keep going over and over and over. See how long you can exhale. The exhale helps to relax. A lot of people tell you to big inhale. I'm telling you to big exhale. That's more relaxing. Inhaling is more stimulating. Exhaling is more calming. So if you have anxiety, right, then you're going to exhale more. If you have depression, then you're going to inhale more because that's more stimulating. So we got to strategize. We got to use these brain exercises in a good way. So we got to figure out which areas are overactive, which areas are underactive, to rewire your brain in a process called neuroplasticity. Just like you could strengthen your muscles, you could strengthen your brain. And what I do as a functional neurologist is teach you how to rewire your brain to boost your mood so you could function better, feel better, and live a better life.
Fastec Industries helps you with all your construction and demolition weekly waste removal needs. Roll-off containers from 10 to 40 yards, perfect for house, garage cleanouts, or construction and demolition debris. Specializing in removal and recycling of dirt, rock, concrete, brick, asphalt, throughout all five boroughs and every corner of New Jersey. Rear-load trash containers from 1 to 10 yards, compactors from 25 to 40 yards. Number one supplier of recycled product. Number one wholesaler of virgin quarry materials from bluestone and sand to Belgium block. Number one provider of roll-off containers. Take it from Joe P. Call and ask for Joe C. at 718-494-1600. 718-494-1600. Mention this ad for $25 off your next roll-off container rental. Go online to FazTechIndustries.com. F-A-Z-T-E-C-I-N-D.com. FazTech Industries is now serving Westchester County. FazTech Industries is a DeFazio company.
Function better, feel better, and live a better life.
This is Boost Your Brain Power with board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Now, the reason I became a functional doctor has to do when I was 13 years old. I had chronic bronchitis. The pediatrician put me on steroids and antibiotics. And the medication made me worse. It ruined my digestive process. I had low energy, brain fog, made me really nauseous. I would literally throw up 10 to 20 times a day. I couldn't play sports. I couldn't go to Halloween. I remember I was so sick from the medication, I couldn't even go trick-or-treating for Halloween when I was 13 years old. And I was like, this is horrible. Can't even enjoy my life. And the pediatrician was making me more sick than my condition of chronic bronchitis. The cure was worse than the condition. I thought to myself, something is wrong. This does not make sense. How is this health? I feel the worst I've ever am, and I'm on more medication than I've ever taken. This is not the solution. Luckily, at the time, my dad went on a health kick, and he saw how miserable I was. So he said, hey, why don't you join me at the seminar? I might learn a few things on how to improve your health. And I was desperate. Did I want to spend my weekend, you know, as a teenager with my dad at a seminar? You know, I was in school all week. Finally, it's the weekend off. Did I really want to go to a seminar? No, but I was desperate. So I thought I got to do it. I got to do something. Desperate times calls for desperate measures. So I went to the seminar. It was called Natural Hygiene Society. And I learned about dairy products. That dairy products cause a lot of congestion in the lungs. And I had dairy every single day. I had dairy with the eggs. I had dairy on my sandwiches. I had pizza and cheeseburgers and I had macaroni and cheese and grilled cheese and ice cream and yogurt and so much bagels and cream cheese and so much butter on toast and milk in the cereal. The dairy everywhere. I drank milk. There's a lot of dairy products, multiple dairy products every single day. But after that seminar, I said no more. And I quit dairy. And within 1 month, I cured my own disease. I didn't need a doctor. I didn't need a medicine. All I needed was the knowledge on how to heal myself. And it was at that moment that I realized I needed to share my knowledge with other people and teach them how to heal themselves. So my job is to teach you how to heal yourself so you don't get anxiety, you don't get depression, you don't get Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or heart disease or cancer or diabetes or neuropathy or headaches or dizziness or autism or ADD or ADHD or stroke, aneurysms or hypothyroidism or autoimmune disease or fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue syndrome, memory problems, focus problems, motivation problems. I had the best job in the world because I help people help themselves so they don't have those problems anymore. Every day I get to help people help themselves. So I'm a functional neurologist. Do not come to me if you want surgery, if you want medicine, if you want injections. Come to me if you want the knowledge on how to heal yourself. The power that made the body heals the body. But we got to get rid of the interference. You stick around to the end of the show, I'm going to give you the secrets on how we figure that out. We have to figure out what the root cause of the problem. Don't treat it with a Band-Aid. You know, if you have a pebble in your shoe and you're walking around, you got this pain in your foot because there's a pebble in your shoe. Are you going to take a painkiller to get rid of that pain? Yeah, a lot of people might do that. Are you going to cut off your foot? A lot of people might do that. But I'm a different type of doctor. I'm a functional doctor. I'm going to say, hey, why do you have this pain? Let's take off your shoe. Let's get rid of that pebble. Now let's put the shoe back on. Let's see how you walk. And look, the pain's gone because you got to the root cause of the problem. So if you have pain, I'm not going to give you a painkiller. I'm going to say, hey, is that from the nerve? Is that from the muscle? Is that from the bone? Is that from the disc? Is that from an injury? Are you inflamed? You need more oil in those joints. What's wrong with your cartilage? Do you need more circulation? Lack of oxygen. We got to get to the cause of the pain. Don't treat the symptoms. A lot of people are in that mindset where you have a problem and then you take a pill to treat those symptoms. There's never been a disease that's been cured by medicine, by taking pills. Never in the history of mankind. You know, everyone just, I had a patient today, he goes, how close are they to a cure for Parkinson's? They're not cure. They're not close at all. They're never going to be close. There's never going to be a cure. There's not going to be a cure for heart disease. There's never going to be a cure for cancer. There's not going to be a cure for diabetes. There's not going to be a cure for Alzheimer's. I hate to break it to you. There's not going to be a cure to Parkinson's or stroke or heart attack or pneumonia. The cure is prevention. It's always been prevention. You cannot cure disease. You have to reverse it and prevent it. It's the only solution. But the power is within you. You don't need all these doctors and pills. The healthiest people are the ones that see the least doctors, do the least tests, take the least medicine. They're going to live the longest. the people who are on the most medicine, see the most doctors, and the most hospital visits, they're the ones that die earliest. Yes, I guess that's common sense. But stop going to the doctor for every little thing. You know, when I was growing up, if you were sick, you stayed home. That was it. You know, now if you have a little sniffle, little cough, you got to go to the doctor. You got to go get tested. You got to get some prescription medicine. You got to isolate. You got to do all these things. You got all these things rather than just stay home until your fever's gone. And then 24 hours after your fever's gone, go back to school, go back to work. Keep it simple. Use common sense. If you're sick, you stay home. It's not that complicated. Right? But don't use medicine to hide all these symptoms. If you have pain, your body's telling you there's something wrong. If you have back pain and you take a painkiller, by the way, these painkillers lead to addiction, especially the opioids, Percocet, Vicodin, you know, oxycodone, all this stuff. It's basically heroin in a pill. It's called the opioid epidemic. The two biggest epidemics are this opioid epidemic and this mood disorder epidemic. So you got to be careful trying to hide the symptoms. Maybe a better alternative is to figure out what is the cause of the symptoms. So if you have depression or anxiety, we need to get to the root cause of your depression or anxiety so that you function better, feel better, and live a better life.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches? Or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. DC.com.
Function better, feel better, and live a better life.
We return now to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, founder of Kaplan Brain and Body, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Now, what can be the cause of depression? A lot of times, it's an underactive frontal cortex. It's the frontal lobe part of your brain, which sits right in the front. And if that part of your brain is underactive, that can cause depression. And think about it like a muscle. What would you do if a muscle's weak? You're going to strengthen it by doing exercises. So what should we do if your brain is weak? The same answer. We need to exercise it. But instead of doing bicep curls, you're going to do a frontal cortex exercise. An easy frontal cortex exercise is to use little fingers. The frontal cortex likes little finger movements. So with your right hand, make a peace sign. You know, like two fingers up.
and with your other side, make an okay symbol, like where you touch your thumb and your pointer and hold the other three fingers up. And then what you do at the same time, one, two, three, you switch and you do the peace sign on one side and the okay sign on the other side. And you say, one, two, three, switch. One, two, three, switch. So you keep switching peace sign and okay sign. That's a good frontal cortex exercise that stimulates your brain. I've been doing this for 24 years. I've never seen, especially in New York and New Jersey, anyone who's not vitamin D deficient. And the levels and the scales they use in most labs are wrong. You know, they say, oh, you got to be over 30. You know, I have a lot of patients that are depressed at 30, but then when they go to 50, 60, their depression goes away. We see it all the time. And there's even some research that shows vitamin D supplementation is even more effective than antidepressants. It's natural. It's holistic. There's no side effects. But vitamin D is tricky. You don't just get vitamin D from the store, CVS, Vitamin Shop, GNC, Whole Foods. Be very careful getting vitamins at places that are mass produced. Vitamin D is tricky. You need vitamin K for absorption. You need to be with vitamin A and E and C, and you need calcium, magnesium, and phosphorus, and it's got to be in fat. It's a fat-soluble vitamin. It's got to be taken with fat. So you need all these cofactors for it to get absorbed. If it's not absorbed, then you're just wasting your time and your money. All right? So vitamin D deficiency can cause depression. We also said isolation. So if you just sit at home, your depression is going to get worse. The more you isolate, the worse your depression gets. So you could have an underactive frontal cortex. You could have a vitamin D deficiency. You could have too much isolation. You can have a lot of brain inflammation that causes depression. Brain inflammation could be caused by anything. It could be caused by heavy metals. It could be caused by mold. It could be caused by Lyme disease, COVID-19, chemical exposure, electromagnetic radiation. A lot of things cause brain inflammation. But brain inflammation can lead to depression. So sometimes we have to reduce the inflammation. We might have to, you know, work on supplementation, maybe resveratrol or turmeric, which are the two best natural anti-inflammatories. You can't take these if you're on blood thinners because then it's too thin blood. We don't want that either. You bleed out. So anything you learn on my show, just double check with your doctors just to make sure. Or you could set up, you know, time to speak with me where we could discuss it as well. All right. But we got to get to the root cause of the problem. How do you get to the root cause of the problem? You got to do a proper neurologic evaluation. The best neurologic evaluation is called a QEEG brain mapping. This is a test where you wear a cap and it's got all these different electrodes attached to it. It measures your different brain waves, alpha brain waves, beta, theta, delta. The alpha brain wave, that's how you normally are every day, most of the day. Beta is when you really got to focus and think. You got to concentrate. Theta is when you're just kind of daydreaming in la la land. And delta is when you got to rest, you're sleeping, everything's calm. So it measures all these brain waves, the QEEG brain mapping. And based on the location of the abnormal brain mapping, it could tell us which areas of the brain are functioning well and which area of the brains are not functioning well. Might say your frontal cortex isn't working well. That's motivation, shifting tasks, executive functions, depression, anxiety, focus, memory, getting distracted, punctuality, organization, planning. These are all frontal cortex. Might say you got an issue with your parietal cortex, which is more sensory, proprioception, understanding your body. People feel disconnected, confused lefts and rights. They get lost easily. They feel weird things on their skin. They clumsy. They bump into things. They got weird sensations. They might have tinnitus or sensitivity to light or floaters in the eyes. It'll tell us if you have a temporal lobe problem. That's, you might have hearing problems or balance problems or long-term or short-term memory problems. If it's a short-term memory problem, it's a different part of the temporal cortex versus a long-term. The long-term memory is a little bit lower on the temporal cortex, and the short-term memory is a little bit higher. All right, so they're coming different parts of your brain. Could be an occipital cortex issue. That's the visual. You might get visual problems, or you might get blurry vision, or there might be loss of intensity. I can't tell you how many patients, when we fix their brains, they just say the world looks so much more clearer, more brighter, more vibrant. A lot of times you don't even realize that because your occipital cortex isn't working, it's more dull and your eyes aren't working like they should. Or we might find a problem in your cerebellum, balance, or your brainstem, where you might have a heart problem or stomach problem, breathing problem, kidney problem, adrenal gland problem, thyroid problem. This QEEG mapping picks up all of this stuff. That's one good test. Another good test is called a VNG, video nystagmography. That's where you wear these goggles, and that's the best test to measure which areas are overactive and which areas are underactive, right? So if it's overactive, that's going to be more anxiety, insomnia, heart palpitations. You're going to have high blood pressure. You're going to be nervous. You're going to have panic. You're going to have ADHD. Your mind's racing. You know, you're always going a million miles per hour. You're always stressed and tense. That's the overactive brain. Now, the VNG will also pick up the underactive brain. That's the low motivation, the depression, the low energy, the I just want to sit at home and do nothing, the laziness, lack of focus, lack of organization or planning. That's an underactive brain. So the VNG is best to pick up which areas are underactive and which areas are overactive, because that way we can say, okay, now we got to calm this area up, and now we got to stimulate this area. So the first good test is the QEEG brain mapping. The second good test is the VNG. And the third good test is a one-on-one with me. That's where I check your memory, your balance, your heart, your lungs, your reflexes, your posture, your muscle strength, how you walk, your gait, your head, your everything from top to bottom. Takes about 45 minutes. Now, each test individually is $500. So it's $500 for the brain mapping. It's a $500 test for the VNG. And it's a $500 test for a one-on-one with me. The gift we're giving you, so you can discover the secrets on which areas of the brain aren't functioning properly and which ones are, you want to do all three tests. But instead of paying $500 each for a total of $1,500, you only have to pay $21 each. So it'd be a total of $63 if you do all three tests. You only have to do one, but if you want to take advantage of this offer, do all three. That way we can really get to the bottom of it. We can give you all the answers that you need. But it's only good for the first 7 people that call, text, or email and say you want to do all three tests for only $21 each. The phone number is 646-221-6738. or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. Again, the phone number is 646-221-6738. You can call or text, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. For more information, visit our website, kaplandc.com. You can also purchase my book, Boost Your Brain Power. Brain Power is one word. You can get it on Amazon. So it's called Boost Your Brain Power, A Guide to Improving Your Memory and Focus by Dr. Eric Kaplan. Or you can join our social media, like us on Facebook, Instagram. We're Kaplan Brain and Body. We also have a YouTube channel, Kaplan Brain and Body. Like, subscribe, and comment. And lastly, I'm doing a seminar series starting March 26. Boost Your Mood, How to Reduce Anxiety and Depression in Natural, Holistic, and Integrative Ways Without Any Drugs or Surgery or Electric Shock Therapy or Frontal Lobotomies. All holistic, natural, and integrative ways. It's going to be live in River Edge, New Jersey from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. on March 26. It's normally $200, but for the first seven people that call, text, or email, you can get it for $97. And if you can't make it live, you could do it over Zoom. And if you can't make it live over Zoom, you could get the recording so you can listen at your convenience. But the bonus we're doing is not only do you get the seminar for $97, but if you're one of the first seven people, you get the next four seminars, which take place the last Tuesday of every month, completely free, which is another $800 value because each seminar is $200. So you'll get $97, you'll get five seminars. So it's basically $19 a seminar. So it's a no-brainer if you want to dig a little bit deeper on how to boost your mood, prevent Alzheimer's, prevent depression, anxiety. We're going to go over sleep, energy, nutrition, exercises, improving memory and focus. We're going to cover a lot during the seminar series. So sign up, call, text, or email 646-221-6738. Tell them you want to sign up for the Boost Your Brain Power Seminar Series, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com and let them know you want to function better, feel better, and live a better life. We'll see you next week. This is Dr. Eric Kaplan, and you just listened to Boost Your Brain Power.
The preceding pre-recorded program sponsored by Kaplan Brain and Body, LLC.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.